Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. TikTok announced Thursday that it will start automatically labeling AI-generated content made on other platforms that contain metadata from content credentials, a technology from the Coalition of Content Provenance and Authenticity, which Microsoft and Adobe co-founded. TikTok already labels content made with TikTok AI effects with AI flags, but will start automatically labeling AI-generated content that is uploaded to the platform with content credentials attached from platforms such as OpenAI's DALL-E 3 and Microsoft Bing Image Creator. Google has pledged to support content credentials as well. Tesla job cuts, which started in mid-April, have escalated in China this week as part of the company's pledge to cut headcount by more than 10%. The latest move affects a range of departments, including customer service staff, engineers, production line workers, and the logistics teams at Tesla's Shanghai plant, which is home to more than half the company's global production. It's unclear how many people will be affected and what impact these cuts may have on Tesla's China operations. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that he will provide a framework for addressing the risk and potential benefits of artificial intelligence in the coming weeks. The roadmap would be based on expert input and broach thorny issues arising from artificial intelligence, from its impact on intellectual property and labor rights to healthcare and doomsday scenarios. Schumer said lawmakers would take a piecemeal approach to the issues. Some committees are a little further along than others. We're not going to wait to have one huge comprehensive plan that touches on everything, he said. Google has launched a new app discovery experience for Chrome OS called App Mall that links to high-quality web and Android apps. App Mall can be viewed with any web browser and has a home view that lists recommended apps and games, dedicated apps and game views, and Play Store view, which displays a web version of the Google Play Store. App Mall will list both web and Android versions of apps when available, but interestingly, it does not always recommend the web version. You can access the Chrome OS App Mall by heading over to discover.apps.chrome in your web browser. Meta's independent oversight board has upheld a decision to remove two 2023 Facebook posts calling for Australians to vote multiple times in an indigenous rights referendum. The board said Meta was correct to protect the democratic process by preventing voter fraud when it proactively pulled a post ahead of the 2023 vote, but it also stated that Meta's public-facing rules on how the public can engage on the platform to discuss public interest issues about democratic events were not clear enough. In a blog post on Wednesday, Neuralink said that part of its brain implant, which it implanted in a 29-year-old patient named Nolan Arbaugh in January, has malfunctioned. The company's system records neural signals using 1,024 electrodes across 64 threads that are thinner than a human hair. A number of threads have retracted from Arbaugh's brain, inhibiting the company's ability to measure the link's speed and accuracy. As a workaround, Neuralink said it modified the recording algorithm, enhanced the user interface, and worked to improve techniques for transitioning signals into cursor movements. The company considered removing the implant, but the problem hasn't posed a direct risk to Arbaugh's safety. A study by Pew Research Center has found that 85% of U.S. teens say they play video games, about 40% play every day, and only 15% say they never play them. Pew surveyed 1,423 U.S. teens aged 13 to 17 and found significant gender differences. 97% of boys say they play video games compared to about 75% of girls. Boys also identify as gamers 62% of the time compared with 17% of girls. Younger girls 13 to 14 play more than older girls 15 to 17, but nearly all boys of any age are likely to play. Google parent company Alphabet is in talks to acquire marketing and CRM software provider HubSpot. According to people who asked not to be identified, the terms of a potential deal for the company with a market value of $30 billion has been discussed. Deliberations are ongoing and no agreement has been reached. HubSpot stock jumped as much as 6% in pre-market U.S. trading Thursday. And finally, Sonos has responded to the negative feedback it has been receiving about the company's redesigned mobile app that it released on Tuesday. In a statement, Sonos says, "It takes courage to rebuild a brand's core product from the ground up and to do so knowing it may require taking a few steps back to ultimately leap into the future." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.